Yeah, amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stop ending on that. Yes.
Andy,
Yes.
you have a similar sound, Andy. I can see Andy and your friend, Andy, and you doing that kind of sound.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't disagree there.
You know the train? You remember you were telling me about that train song, the song of the train or the
Well,
suicide
that's
one?
the one that you can't broadcast on air because it's too rude.
There's the one with the train and the suicide, you know that prostitute, sorry.
Oh, that one. Sorry. I think of the woman. Sorry. Yeah, still too rude for broadcast.
Yeah.
I must admit, Kai, it's the first time I've heard that track because fingers clean, when Kai sent the list over tracks we think about playing for tonight, I could get into every single track of it, but I couldn't get that one uploaded.
Right,
Yeah.
how strange. Because I've got all the other tracks uploaded, but I can't get the others converted. That's what it does, conversion failure on the others.
Conversion.
Ooh, that's annoying.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
because the others are very good.
Yeah.
And they can listen to it on darkworld.com.
Well, most of them are out there, yes. Certainly all of the Dean Psychotic is out there. We just got out of the studio recently, and there's 9 full songs up for download for a very limited time on Dark World. Some wonderful stuff. The
Yeah.
sound's been changed a bit, and I really like what the producer's done with the sound. I think we sound very mature. Took some of our punk elements and tamed them down a little bit. It really gave us a nice sound.
Yeah, I must admit, I don't hear a lot of punk in there. I hear a lot of folk kind of rhythm, river dance kind of beat, you know, the
Oh.
rhythm. You know,
Oh.
the
Right, that's good.
Flatley. What's his Michael Flatley's kind of, you know, that powerful folklore rhythm and story. That's what I'm getting, yeah.
Well,
that surprised me, that one, because I never know one of the tracks that I told Kai, and you can imagine when I told you guys, man, I've got memory like a sieve, where as soon as I heard it, I thought of Guns N' Roses straight away.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Andy,
There's one of
you have a similar sound to this as well. You have that kind of storytelling, strong rhythm, kind of, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
entrancing beat. I wonder if it's to do with some kind of influence of that, you know, the river dance. You know that, you know, the river dance rhythms and set sort of scenery and tale.
I've heard Riverdance once when
I've seen it
I've got
about
it.
six. I've got the video when it was a video.
Oh, wow.
And
Brilliant,
I
yeah.
remember Dad's got it on DVD and I sat for it once and
You don't like
so
it?
but no.
Well,
I was trying to think of stuff I was saying, I don't think it's fair with
you
I'll
know,
say no.
I tell you what, I first heard it on the Eurovision Song Contest. You know, it came out. You see, what happened was it was a surprise on the Eurovision Song Contest. And it was Terry Wogan who said, "And now I'm going to introduce you to Michael Flatley and the Riverdance." And believe me, the audience, myself, I just sat there glued, thinking, what the world was that? You know, it was so, oh, it was incredible. It was, I think it was one of the most surprising and incredible intro anybody or any show has ever done. You know when you know you're not expecting much, or you're expecting something but not something that spectacular.
Right.
That's what it just made the audience completely silent. And after that day, the day after, I'm saying, everyone went out and bought it, and it went to number one or something. It just went, it flew into the charts when Michael Flatley was made.
Well, never knew that. Never knew that. Kai, I've got a question for you actually here as well.
Sure.
Just
Oh,
outside
wait.
of it.
Just before we get to the question, I wanted to tell Carl, my webmaster is trying to send you 128 versions of the songs to see if those will load up for you.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll just
keep your eye open.
Andy, whilst you're talking to Kai, I'll then upload the songs.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I'm going back to Sakari, it's a question going back before to you. You know, you deem psychotic tracks.
Right.
You've just uploaded 9 of them onto your Dark World website.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what was it? What? Why this decision came about to actually do this?
Oh, well, we took a long, hard look at what was being done in the music industry. And to be honest with you, when Radiohead put their entire album out in rainbows, and you might remember that. They had it out on their website completely for free before it was picked back up by a major label. Now, they did it because, from what we were reading, they'd lost a contract and they were looking to get picked up, back up, and no one was picking up the album. So they said, we're going to put it all out for free to our fans. And the fans were able to, I think, go download it and pay anything that they wanted, from nothing up to whatever they thought the songs were worth. What ended up happening with that is they got so much attention that they ended up getting another major label. And then, of course, they pulled all the songs from the internet, and now they're only for sale. But as far as bringing attention to the band, that was very successful for them. And we just felt that not enough people were hearing Deemed Psychotic or knew about Deemed Psychotic. And so many people these days, they want the free music, okay? You can go out and you can be selling it online, that's great, but what are you going to give me for free? Okay, that's what the fans always say. So it was a decision both by us and management, a mutual decision, that we would do this and put out all of these songs for free. We're not sure what all the songs are that are going to be going out on the second release. When that decision is made, those songs will probably come down and they'll no longer be available. So run right out to darkworld.com and go to the Deemed Psychotic page and go listen to the fabulous, fabulous music, because it won't be out there for very long for free. So, yeah.
I take it, obviously, with these 9 tracks in question, then obviously, obviously some of these tracks may not be the complete album, but there may be a couple of tracks going on it, or
right.
These tracks may not even make the album, might, or that version may not make the album.
Right. I think we've got, we put 9 out there, and I think we've got another 4 or 5 in the studio that we haven't finished yet. And there's too much material for one album. So not all of them will go on the album. But that's not been made, the final decision hasn't been made yet. Our producer will put the album together, and Christy won't make that decision until all of the tracks are done, and he can go through and listen to all of them and say, well, I think this should go, and this is nice, but let's not put it on the album because it doesn't flow well. I can't find a good spot for it or something. So, yeah, that decision's probably 4 or 5 months down the road, because we're expecting the album to be out sometime in spring 2009.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Good luck to you then. Now, I presume while Colleen's still sorting herself out in the background.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to upload at the moment.
I have got a few more questions I can ask Colleen
okay.
to sort herself out if you want to.
Yes, please. Because I'm going to try and upload Lighter Side and November.
Oh, that's
yeah. Yeah, because I liked what I heard, you see, so I'm hoping it's Lighter Side.
Oh,
Colleen, did you know, it's a question here, I don't know if Kai's told you, on the track that Don't You Remember, see if you can get that one, because that one actually featured yours truly on Joy.
Oh, yes, let me just try and find it, hang on. That's November, I've got November. Mm-hmm.
Right.
David Bowie.
Okay, Kai.
Yeah?
Okay, Kai, another question for you, okay?
All right.
Right, okay, it was great to see, obviously, about your spoken word album, it was obviously taken up since the last time we spoke to you.
Yeah.
What I've really enjoyed about those tracks is It's into the fact that you just ain't letting the words stand out by themselves. I'm putting, like, you know, lots of tunes with them, like effects and noises, even highlights, which I think even highlights them even more.
That was my goal.
Yeah, we've done a very good job of that. Must say. Now, obviously, like, when the CD is done, can you see yourself actually in, like, live readings to support this CD?
Oh.
And if you do, how do you think you'll just do it as a straight reading, or will you have one like a tune to go over it or whatever?
I don't think that I could reproduce what I'm doing with the audio poetry. I was telling Carl earlier before the show started that some of the pieces, although they're very short, only a minute or two in length, I have, you know, maybe 10 voices on, because I did want certain words to stand out or certain phrases. So they were recorded separately so I could do special things with them. And I don't think that I could ever reproduce that live, unfortunately. I've been thinking about what I could do on a live performance with those pieces. And I would like to do more than just read my poetry, of course, because, boy, you listen to those audio poems, and hearing you read them would fall kind of flat after hearing those, I think. It wouldn't do justice to what is coming out of the studio on those. I have thought about doing more of a theatrical type of thing, where I might just let the actual pieces play and then do some sort of movement or something different up on stage. I'm not really sure on that. I am hoping, as I said to you when we were chatting earlier today online, to actually get over for a visit and do some readings over in the UK when I come. So we'll see. I'll have a little bit of time to rehearse and see what I think I can do. It would be nice if I could go and, like, strip out the main voice on those and then have all the sounds and effects happen while I read. But we'll see if I can actually get that rehearsed and ready. I won't promise anything yet.
Fingers crossed. I know certainly from, I think I've heard three or four? Remember, like I said, moment here. The one that certainly struck me the most, probably because I knew the piece already, was your identity piece. Now, what was the inspiration behind that one? Obviously, I put up Mr. Bart's identity.
Well, that poem got written from, oh boy, help me out here. Is it Freed Up Poets on Facebook?
I think it was Freed Up. Yeah, it was done
okay.
Before, yeah.
Yeah,
what Colleen doesn't know is, on that one in question, when we actually did that and Kai wrote that, Amanda actually performed it live for us. She did. We kind of wanted Kai could get down it to bring them to do it.
Yeah, I heard that recording. She did it so well, she intimidated me.
I didn't know that.
She did. I thought, oh boy, she did it so well. How could I top that? And, well, I add in my own little touches there. I guess I kind of cheat in the studio to top her, but her live reading was fantastic.
Andy, which one's yours? Because what I've got here is November, Birth of a Melancholy Goddess, Nipple Tweaker Man.
Pardon?
That's an imp.
I'm getting we've got your webmaster there.
No, that's not at all what you're thinking.
I don't want to know more. Colleen, it isn't any of their masters. It's one called Don't You Remember.
No, I haven't got that.
Oh, that,
I've got lighting.
I've
got KTUG, Blind Faith, Lighter Side of Life, November, David Bowie Wasn't a Weird Cult, Nipple Tweaker Man, A Cup of Hope.
Okay.
Streets of Madripoor.
Yeah.
Epic. Birth of a Melancholy Goddess.
Yeah.
The Long Dreaming.
Oh my.
No, I haven't got that. The Lizard King.
Lizard King. Yeah, he sent you some things that we have out on those folders. He just came in and wrote me a note. Hold on. Oh, no, he doesn't have that. That's right. That file. And don't you remember, it would have to be a special... all right. He sent Amnesia. So if you have a song called Amnesia, that's a different mixed version of the amp that we did with Andy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was that? Yeah, was the Amnesia one, was that the first one that taught it, was it, Kai?
Did you mix that down for Amnesia? I don't remember. Yes, you did.
Who's Tor? Is that your brother?
That's my brother and my partner in Dean Psychotic. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so I haven't got Amnesia.
You haven't got it yet.
Okay.
No.
Oh, well.
No, it's a pity because, let me tell you, we were both very excited to have Andy come out because I'd heard his stuff and I played some for my brother and I knew that his forte was in the noise realm and experimental music. And he came in and he was just as brilliant as I'd thought and he put down some of the most colorful noise elements that I've heard in a long time. You're laughing. It was wonderful.
It was. Cleese, what item was the Hidden Hope Brigade? It was.
You seem to have had a really, really good time, though.
It was. I'll tell you something, honestly, Cleese. Up where the dark world is.
Hello, are you coming? Hello?
Yeah.
I thought I lost you all then.
I don't know what that was.
Carla, are you coming down to London in November as well?
No, I will not be able to make it down before the end of this year. I'm hoping that, you know, in spring, maybe February or March, I'll make it over. And it's almost set in stone. Because I need to visit Andy, and I've met other people online who are in various parts in the UK, writers and poets, and, come. So I'll probably come over and be busy, you know, visiting with people all over, and it'll be wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. But, yes, I will be swinging through London because I've promised an author whom I've met online, and he's based in London, that I would come and stop and see him as well. So.
Right.
Unfortunately, it won't be till February or March, though.
Right. It's just I'm trying to upload the lighter side of life, and it's taking quite a while to upload. So I'm just wondering what the hold-up is on that. But I'll just keep going, because you can only upload one at a time. Once one's uploaded and it's successful, then I can upload the next.
Right.
So what I'll do is I'll have to play this next week and then just, you know, just talk around the songs so that we get to hear the songs, the listeners get to hear the songs as well as, you know, hear what's behind it and your discussion on your music tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just that I think it's just the original ones weren't compatible with what I can upload to Blog Talk Radio. And I know that you know Blog Talk Radio well enough now to know that, I don't know how many shows you've listened to, but it can take quite a while to get the music on air.
Yes. And, well, you know, it's too bad. And if you can't get Lighter Side of Life, that is a shame. It's one of my favorites. It's a song by Dean. And I'll say it here because I really wanted you to play that one because, Andy, you probably don't know this, but I wrote those lyrics for you.
Did you?
Wow.
Yes.
That is amazing.
After you left and we went back up into the studio to finish up the second and we wanted some new sign. You're the one who calls me Chuck online.
I could have. What a joke. So.
And I was thinking about you and what a great time we had, and that the song just came out, Hey Chuck, It's Good to See You Again. And I wrote the lyrics with you in mind, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's me speechless for the rest of the show.
Yeah, huh? I think it's that song that I like. It's the second one. Is it the second one you sent me? Is it the second one in line? The second one or the third one that is on the Dark World website for Blog Talk Radio? Is that the third one?
I wouldn't even have an idea right now. I'm not sitting in front of my computer.
Right.
I'm not looking at the page, so I don't know. But it's the one that starts out, and it almost sounds like a Guns N' Roses song.
I think. Oh.
I remember this one now. I did not know those lyrics about me.
Yeah. that was funny. We didn't expect that. And it's only the first couple of bars that sound like that, and then I start to sing, and it really doesn't sound like Guns N' Roses anymore.
Yeah, I think it was when I heard it myself originally, that not the lyrics were about. I the initial reaction was, I thought, is this going to turn into Knocking on Heaven's Door by Guns N' Roses? it's just one of those sort of tracks when you hear something like you're thinking, what? Well, where's this track going to go next?
No, Kylari, no, the conversion has failed, and I don't know why.
Oh,
I have no idea why. It's done it again,
oh,
you see.
Oh,
it's
my.
Done it again. I don't know why that is. I'll have to sort of try and upload it in proper time or in another time, because it's done it again. It's not the song. It's not what you sent over, and it's just the conversion.
All right.
Oh, what's a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then everyone will have to go out to darkworld.com on the Dean Psychotic page and listen to The Lighter Side of Life. Which...
Yes, please do if that's lyrics about me. Please
yes.
do. Just to get my ego down.
It's my song about having a good friend like Andy around. And
it's brilliant.
He just makes me a little bit happier with life.
It's the third. I think it's the third. It's the third song, and I think it's the one that I really like as well. It's the one where it starts off, dum 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 dum. I think is that the one? It goes. It has that kind of really heavy, rhythmic. No.
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 Right Side of Life. It starts out actually sounding a bit slower.
Oh, okay. No, it's not one I've heard then. But yeah. I've been wanting to play the other ones, but I'm going to try and upload them another time, and then I'll let you know if I can or not. And then once I manage to get them uploaded, then I'll play them for the listeners to listen to. It'd be really good. Yeah.
Colleen, do you want to hear me now and embarrass Kai?
Go on, then.
I wrote a poem about her when I went down to Ireland, actually.
Oh, yeah. Have you got it there, Andy?
Yeah, I've got it with me now, yeah. I'm sure Kai won't want me doing this one, because I've read this one out to you when I arrived, actually, and I would have got to your place, so.
Okay.
It's not telling me a very short one. It's called One Fine Day, Travelling from Cork to Bantry.